Back now with Take Two, me Martinez. We're going to focus now on fallout from the travel and refugee ban the Trump administration put into effect last Friday. Among the people affected are hundreds of Iraqis who helped the U.S. during wartime. Many served as interpreters and were on the front lines right there in the thick of it all with the U.S. military. In 2008, the U.S. created a special visa for these interpreters and other Iraqis who worked with the American forces. Many have been waiting for years, a long time, but the president's recent order banning travel from Iraq has halted their applications. Mac McEachin is the National Security Policy Associate at the International Refugee Assistance Project. He's helped many Iraqis put together these applications.
When the United States leaves these areas, whether it's the military or whether it's a large firm or a large contracting company, we leave these guys at extraordinary risk of retaliation from the Taliban or from Al-Qaeda. These are really small, you know, villages and towns. It's not a secret and it's not a surprise who works with the United States. And a lot of these guys are seen as collaborators. So they are at extraordinary risk of retaliation. And we thought that offering this lifeline or this pipeline to safety would be not only the right thing to do, but also a tactical necessity in order to ensure that people still saw it as worth it to work with us.
Now, how many people are we talking about here?
So the Iraqi program was actually shut down to new applications a couple years back. However, there are still about 800 to 900 applicants in the pipeline. The Afghan program, on the other hand, has about 13,000 applications pending.
We're speaking with Mac McEachin, National Security Policy Associate at the International Refugee Assistance Project. You're in touch with a lot of these applicants. This delay that's going on right now, what does that mean for them?
Well, it honestly means the difference between life and death. You know, I've heard some people sort of try to brush it off as it being only temporary. You know, why can't they just buy a later plane ticket or something like that? But you have to understand, you know, when people get these visas, first of all, it's usually after several years. We have clients who get resettled 6, 7, even 8 or 9 years after they've originally started their application. So it's already been an extraordinarily lengthy process during which they are at risk of death, injury, torture, not only them, but their wives and children. When they finally get this visa, these guys sell everything. They sell their homes, businesses, their kids get pulled out of school. They do everything they can in order to prep for their new life in the United States. So when some of these guys have been informed, even in the air, that their visa is suddenly revoked or that they're no longer allowed entry to the United States, that leaves them in an incredibly tough position.
Yeah, what are they saying? Because I got to admit, if that were me, I would feel a sense of betrayal. I don't know who I would direct that sense of betrayal toward, but that's what I would feel. I'd feel like I'm being, like someone's turning their back on me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And more than anything, you know, what's funny and sad is that I haven't been hearing a lot of anger. I've just been hearing a lot of pleading, a lot of, you know, please, sir, please tell General Mattis X, or please, you know, tell the Congress Y, please tell them that I served with this unit and these people, and that, you know, I love the United States and I just want to be able to get to safety.
Mac McEachin helps many of these Iraqis put together their applications for the special visa. He's the National Security Policy Associate at the International Refugee Assistance Project. Mac, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And for a more personal look at this issue, we're joined now by Kelsey Campbell. She's an Air Force veteran who served in Iraq. Kelsey, welcome.
Good morning. Yes, I served in Iraq during the troop surge in 2007-2008. As one of the only women on a base, I quickly made friends with one of the local interpreters. Her name was Sura. She was 19 when she started working for the U.S. as a local interpreter.
Now, when we hear the word interpreter, Kelsey, we might think of just a limited role, a kind of a, just a language job, right? But what exactly did Sura do?
Yeah, so, you know, we go over there prepared to do military tasks, but we don't know the cultural context on the ground. So our local interpreters go on patrols with us, are part of operations, and they really pick up on the indicators that we don't understand as foreigners in that country. And so many of them have been able to warn impending dangers and have saved U.S. lives, and even in multiple instances have picked up arms themselves and kept American troops alive because of their brave acts.
So they're not just interpreting language. They're interpreting customs. They're interpreting maybe cultural customs that that could lead you into really tough situations.
Absolutely. You know, as in the global war on terrorism, we actually had to be diplomats, soldiers, development operators. So they told us and taught us a lot of things that you don't learn in basic training here in the States.
We're speaking to Kelsey Campbell, Air Force veteran, served in Iraq. Sura, the person you worked with, have you spoken to Sura since the executive orders went into effect on Friday?
Briefly, yeah. She's been very scared. Something that a lot of Iraqis and Afghans, anyone from the region, has been experiencing here, even in California, is violence, different racist tones. So that's something she's even experiencing down in the San Diego area, even though she's lived here for multiple years. She's a U.S. citizen. But she's a fighter. She's a survivor. She uses her time actually to volunteer with Syrian refugees that were able to come to the U.S. over the last few months. So that's something that I really want everyone to understand, that these are people who their bravery, their survivor mentality is palpable.
Did she mention at all what her biggest concern is right now?
You know, after the election, she became very sad that, you know, she sensed that the refugee flow would be turned off. And we all watch the news. We see the women and children who are living in camps for years on end. I've been really affected by hearing about ISIS's treatment of women in Iraq, probably not far from where Sura grew up. And so knowing that, you know, America's commitment to refugees has been halted is something for all of us. It's really hard for us to accept.
Kelsey, you're advocating as part of a Veterans for American Ideals initiative. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're an initiative started by Human Rights First. We're a nonpartisan group of veterans located all over the United States. And we took off our uniform, but we still believe we must serve our country. We swore an oath to the Constitution. Equal protection, justice for all, it's something we still live by. And so we're fighting for the Special Immigrant Visa Program that protects our interpreters from Iraq and Afghanistan. We're trying to counter the Islamophobia that's been present in our society lately. And we're speaking up about refugees. Many of us veterans have served in conflict areas. And we know these people are not a threat to us, and they need our help. And we want America to continue our leadership position.
Kelsey, if your voice could go right to the people making the big decisions, why is it important for people like Sura to come to the U.S.?
She adds so much value to our social fabric. She has experiences that many of us in America have been fortunate not to have to go through. She lived under Saddam Hussein. She's lived with worry and doubt about the future. And so she's going to be able to sense things in our society and be able to give us insight that I think a lot of us need right now. This isn't something to like, oh, let's wait and see. We all need to speak up right now and be all involved in our policymaking in Washington.
Kelsey Campbell is an Air Force veteran who served in Iraq. She's an advocate with Veterans for American Ideals Initiative. Kelsey, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.